The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not gone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias, near the sea, where they had eaten the bread when the Lord gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father God has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." The Gospel of the Lord. Recently, someone gave me a new book on Mother Teresa, newly published, and I've just begun, and one of the opening stories is this. Mother Teresa one day lifts a woman off the streets of Calcutta. Her body is a mess of open sores, and those sores are infested with bugs. She takes her to the home, and she begins to bathe and clean and dress her wounds. The entire time, the woman never stops shrieking, saying words of insult, threats, swearing at Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa only smiled. Finally, the woman snarled at her, "Sister, why are you doing this? No one behaves like you. Who taught you to do this?" Mother Teresa simply said, "My God taught me." The woman said, "Then I want to know your God." Mother Teresa leaned down and kissed her on the forehead and said, "You do know my God. My God is called love." Our Lord Jesus Christ has one aim in everything he does, and that is to bring people to faith, to believe in him, because to believe in him is eternal life. The people say, "How can we accomplish the works of God?" And he says, "Believe in the one whom he sent." If we believe in our Lord in the midst of everything, he can work in our lives amazingly. Right? No matter what we're facing, if we just say, "Okay, Jesus, in the midst of this, I trust in you. I'm going to believe in you. I surrender to you." The Holy Spirit will work in us in a powerful way. Right now, I'm trying to start an evangelization team at the parish. And so we're reading through a book, and it said something I'd never heard before. Our Lord Jesus Christ asked 183 questions. He gave 3 direct answers. And he responded to 307 questions with a question in return. Because he wanted to leave people curious, seeking, that there was a mystery there to be discovered so that they would make the act of faith. Because if he simply said, "I'm God, right, here I am," would they believe? Right, but what does he do? He crosses the sea without them knowing how he got there, so that people would wonder, "Gosh, who is this man?" And my brothers and sisters, he does the same with us. So often, he gives us enough, he always gives us enough, to act in faith. But often, he doesn't give us exactly what we're seeking. "Lord, if you would just tell me clearly, then I'll do it." But then you don't have to act out of faith. And we merit according to the degree to which we act in faith. And so he leaves enough uncertainty that we have to say, "Okay, Lord, I'm going to believe in you." and trust that you will accomplish this in and through me. You have given me enough light. I close with this. What is the greatest thing that we can do to bring others to believe? I would say it is simply to love. To love as Christ loved. That brings people, that opens the door to faith. Because people, we live in a culture that is loveless. Where love is not combined with truth, where people aren't sacrificing themselves. Everything's politically correct, and that's about it. I close with these words of Mother Teresa. Because you believe in God, you have now become God's good news. You are God's love in action. Each time people come in contact with us, they must become different and better people because of having met us. We must radiate God's love.